Iraqi President Jalal Talbani was greeted at the airport in Tehran by top Iranian officials as he arrived in the early morning Friday for his second visit to the Iranian capital in just over 2 years. Mr. Talbani's Patriotic Union of Kurdistan party has traditionally been close to Iran. Mr. Talbani arrived for a 3-day visit on the return leg of a trip to South Korea with a high-level delegation of Iraqi officials from the Ministries of Trade, Electricity, and Foreign Affairs. Al Iraqiya TV reports that Iran is offering $1 billion in aid and trade credits to Iraq in addition to helping with its electricity grid and other infrastructure projects. Iraqi government spokesman Ali Dabag says Iraq is an ideal trading partner for Iran. He says that the Iraqi market is open and any country or company or business can export to us since we rely on a free market system based on competition. And I think that Iran has many products that it can export to us, provided that they do not flood our markets either, since we have our own national industries to think about. The Iraqi leader met with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as both countries' delegations discussed trade and cooperation in the fields of education, culture, and electricity. Ahmadinejad, who himself visited Iraq in March 2008, says that both countries can cooperate in multiple domains now that relations are improving. He says that the climate is improving between both countries and that they have many fields in which to exchange expertise, including industry, electricity, education, and culture. Iran and Iraq fought a bloody 8-year war between 1980 and 1988, in which 500,000 Iraqi and Iranian soldiers, as well as civilians, are believed to have died and many more injured and wounded. Mr. Talbani will also reportedly meet with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and the head of Iran's expediency council, Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.